there's a train to come. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. Now all you need is faith to hear the diesels hum. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Welcome to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhai, a broadcast ministry of New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. New Hope Church is dedicated to bringing you sound biblical teaching, the truth of God's Word. So get ready for your New Hope for Today.
Okay, we're going to read from Paul's letter to the Romans. We're going to read chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 28 through 31. Hear now the Word of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Thus says the Word of God. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Spirit, we trust on Your knowledge and wisdom to impart to our hearts, our minds, our souls, the perfect Word of God. We know that You will give us a message today, Lord, that You will speak to us, that we may be changed in some way to walk better the footsteps of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Kind of a question before us, at least as this passage relates. And that is, what is good? You can go out and do good things. You can give food to people. You can help someone across the street. You can help others with their groceries, those sorts of things. You can do good things. But there was a path that led you to do that. You can receive good things, but in the reception of good things, the one who does the good has followed a path to lead him to you or to do good, right? Do you see what I'm saying? In every case, in exercise and learning and doing good and receiving good, there is a path to good. And looking back, the path was good too. Even though it may not have seemed so. So we are really pointed in this scripture to trust God and to humble yourself before God and give thanks to Him for all that He sends your way. Everything that He sends your way. God knows you better than you even know yourself. That's kind of a wild concept to think about. Let's look at Romans 29 through 30. He says that for those that He foreknew, so He knew you before, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, that's you and I, believers in Jesus Christ, He also called, however, though, He put a call on your heart for a confession of faith. And these whom He called, He also justified. Because by grace I am saved through faith. Right? And these whom He justified, He also glorified. And so, it's kind of like if you have a family member or a friend that you know, and you're talking to them, and in this conversation, you go back and forth, and then they say something to you, and you say, you know what? I knew you were going to say that. Do you ever do that? You ever do that with your kids? Do you ever do that with your family, friends? I knew you were going to say that. And compare that sort of rudimentary knowledge of others to God's knowledge of you. Now, I want you to listen to this and try to absorb this because it is so complete and intense. In Psalm 39, verses 1 through 4, and I won't read the whole Psalm 139, but I encourage you to do so. 1 through 4 and 13 and 14, that's what I'll read. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down. You know when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down. You are intimately acquainted with all of my ways, even before there is a word on my tongue. Behold, O Lord, you know it all. For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. That's how God knows you. That's how intensely God understands you. He's known you before the beginning of time. He has known from your birth. He knows even subatomically and cosmically and spiritually everything about you. Everything. And as you grow, you kind of jump each stepping stone in life that God calls you to. And sometimes whether you know it or not. And leads you to justified faith in Christ. Now, those of you that believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that's a true, authentic faith, I'm talking to you. And can you look back in your life and see those steps that led to that point? Can you see God's hand on your shoulder throughout? He guides you in holiness. And he will glorify you forever, being eternally with him. I want you to really absorb that and think about it. That is awesome to think about, to understand the depth and the knowledge that God has on your life. And what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And so God then is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Romans 8:28 that we read in our scripture, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You know, when you have kids, when you have children, you call out to them throughout their life. You teach them your ways. You teach them godly morals if you're a Christian parent. And some even not. I mean, you're teaching good morality, let's call it. In other words, you're trying to guide them into what is good. And what happens? They stumble, they fail, they fall. I mean, I did. My parents trying to teach me and exert their influence on my life. I still stumbled and I fell, and I got back up and I continue. And isn't that our walk with Christ? It's made up of those things, and the older I get, the less I am hopeful that I will stumble and fall and fail, because I know God's hand is on my shoulder. I know the Holy Spirit dwells in me, and if I listen and if I'm obedient, he will guide my steps, and it will be good. God's ways are always good, no matter our earthly trials, no matter our earthly successes. His ways are always good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Sometimes that's hard to understand. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, Isaiah says, this is God talking, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God sees it all. And when you know that when you talk to your young children, you see things for them that they don't see. And once again, that's a rudimentary knowledge of others that we have as human beings. Not an all-encompassing, intense, perfect knowledge that God has of us. So you trust that he knows what's good for you. In Job, and all the things that Job suffered at the end of the book of Job, God says, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have any understanding." In all circumstances of life, the message God is delivering to work all things for your good is something you have to search for and see with the eyes of your heart. In all of your circumstances, if your hope is in the Lord, then you have to be willing to learn from all trials, from all successes in life's path. And when you can do this, even in the worst of times and even in the best of times, you will be able to soar. Your life will be at peace and comfort. I remember Isaiah 40, 31, that those who trust, those who hope, those who have faith in the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. And so the more that you understand, the more that you embrace God's loving hand in your life, the higher you're going to soar. And with perseverance, you're going to walk that path that he has made for you since the beginning of time. And it will be good, because if God is for us, who can be against us? I mean, we really have to internalize that. Because we will face very tough times. Has anybody in here never faced a tough time? So how do we reconcile that with this idea that God causes all things to work together for good? Trusting in God when you're in the midst of bad, terrible, seemingly unconquerable trials requires faith. Faith is going to bring you through any storm. Amen? We have all been there. We have all struggled. We have struggled with our faith because these bad things happen. And we have the question in our minds, is why do bad things happen to good people? Remember, you're not good. And we have a fallen human nature that we struggle to get rid of. And we strive to be good because we're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And so we walk this path of our life striving to be good, to be better. And we know that in the midst of the storm, we can trust God. Well, sometimes we don't think that. I'm reminded of the story in Matthew chapter 8, 23 to 27. Jesus gets into the boat and his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was beginning to be covered with waves. But Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and they woke him and they said, "Save us, Lord, we're perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?" Then he got up and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. And the men were amazed and they said, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Even in that boat, in the midst of the storm, We must know that Jesus is with us. See, faith is going to open. The greater your faith is in the midst of this storm, your eyes are going to be open. The eyes of your heart are going to learn and going to see, to trust in the ultimate goodness of God, even through a terrible, rough, bad time. And I'm not talking about the times like you dent the car or something like that. I mean, have we all been through just really tough circumstances that were very, very difficult to get through? Because sometimes, we look at one another and we think, well, you've not gone through what I've gone through, right? Do you ever catch yourself doing that? And I can tell you, looking out here on this multitude of believers, that's not true. That's not true. Everybody goes through that rough and trying and tough period. Everybody does. And when you do, and when you come out on the other end, and when the sea is calm, now you have a story to tell somebody else. And so God has turned bad circumstances in your life to work for good. Because he can turn lemons into lemonade. He sweetens it up. Faith is going to encourage your heart to rely on the power of God's work in your life. And the next circumstance that comes around that's hard to deal with, your faith will even grow. Your faith will be even stronger. In Ephesians chapter 3, 16 to 17, Paul writes to the Ephesians, I pray that out of his glorious riches, God's glorious riches, that God may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Faith in God is going to guide you through the storm, and you will come out on the other end, because if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, faith is very important in these daily struggles. Faith is important when we come to the end of the month and we don't have enough money. Faith is important when someone is ill in our family. Faith is important when we're facing just personal struggles that are hard. But I can tell you, and I believe you'll see this, that faith is important in daily struggles. But faith is even more crucial in our successes. Now, you may look at that and you may think I'm crazy, and you may think, what are you talking about? I don't get that. Because I think that we forget that God causes all things to work together for good. You see, I start remembering that, okay, let me think about this. This worked out pretty good. So Tom causes all things to work for good. Because, man, I did all this work and I did all these things and it was me. Anybody been there? That's a hard one for the Christian, because when life is good, it's easy for us to take credit and forget that it's God who works all these things for good. And why is that? It goes back to the very nature of humankind. The very nature of humankind. Pride is the greatest enemy. We have this desire to take credit for all things good. And it's strong and it's ancient. Because we want to be like God. And that yearning runs deep within a human being. Genesis chapter 3, the beginning of human existence. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, indeed, as God really said, you shall not eat from the tree of the garden. You're casting doubt on the word of God. And the woman said to the serpent, "Well, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." And the serpent said to the woman, "Surely you will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Human beings struggle, and the biggest struggle is in success, I believe. You begin to doubt then the Word of God, and you look at your own works, your own merits. And we take the kingship of God often out of the throne of our hearts, and we place ourselves there again in circumstances like these. And it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. It's the nature of man. Isaiah in chapter 2, 17 through 18 gives us a warning about this. And he says, "The arrogance of man will be brought low, and human pride will be humbled. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day, and the idols will totally disappear." In the New Testament, some 800 years later, James writes in chapter 4, verse 10, that we Christians, must remember to humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and He will lift you up. We are to humble ourselves always before God and give thanks to Him for all He sends our way, good and bad, bad and good, trials and successes. Everything is God's. Everything He sends our way is from Him, because if God is for us, who can be against us? That's the life of the Christian. That's the life of a believer in Jesus Christ. That is the strength that we have internally that can carry us. Beloved, God knows you. He knows you so intensely. He has called you to Himself. You have been justified by faith in Christ. And whether you're in the valley or whether you're on a mountaintop, remember that God works all things for your good. And if God is for us, who can be against us? So humble yourselves before God and give thanks to Him for all He sends your way. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we thank You, Lord, that You have these lessons that we can't learn, that You do preach to us and You do proclaim to us this ultimate message of trusting in You, of being with You, of having this union with You, because in this union, Lord, You give us strength, You give us what is good for our lives, that You allow us to persevere and grow, that You allow us to see the abundance of Your grace and wonders and blessings. And in our perseverance and in Your great blessings, let us never forget that it's You who gives them, Lord. And You give freely to Your children. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhigh and New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church home, please come and visit this Sunday at 11 a.m. For more, check out newhopechurcheco.org or call 724-222-7490. If you've been encouraged by today's message, please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner at newhopechurcheco.org. Your one-time tax-deductible gift or regular monthly support is greatly appreciated and will help keep this program on the air, bringing new hope to the Pittsburgh region. Love God, love others. That's what New Hope Church is all about. New hope, new life, new family, new mission, all in Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in next week for more New Hope for Today. Until then, may God bless you.